Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. It is time to get ready for the big game. And guess what? I'm hosting a Bestie Bowl. All right, get ready because we're about to have some fun. I got to tell you, we got a special party guest in the building. Pro baseball player, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, Dylan Smith. Yes, I cannot wait for you to meet him. And since I'm hosting, guess what I'm making for him? Not a dang old thing, okay? Because Chef Cassie is over here in the kitchen cooking it up. All right, so you got the spread that we need, right?
You know this is my favorite time of the year. We fresh off the holidays. It's time for game day. You know I brought all the good game day.
Yeah, and obviously your favorite time of the year because you got a whole cheerleading uniform on.
I'm going to give you a costume for Super Bowl. Like, that's just what we're going to do.
You came ready. I feel it. We love a theme. Okay. Yes. Will we be doing that after we taste all these snacks?
Yes. You know what? We might be too tired.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We might have the itis. All right. So what are we rolling out this game day?
I am so excited to show you something that you maybe haven't seen before, but you know we like Rotel dip.
Okay. Yes, okay, we sure do.
Classic. Elevate a little Rotel. So today, we have our queso already prepared.
Okay.
But we're going to do chorizo.
Nice. I like that.
A little beef chorizo.
Elevate it a bit.
We're giving you something different, and we're not doing the regular canned Rotel.
Okay.
No judgment.
No. Okay.
But we got a little fresh pico instead.
So we're just
giving you something fresh to give us a little more life for football day.
Okay, and I know very well from making so many breakfast tacos in my day, the chorizo is easy to work with.
It's not gonna miss, ever.
Okay, so all we're doing, we got the cheese ready and we just mix it in there?
So I want you to take this pico. You know I'm gonna make you cook.
Of course.
You know what, you're not even cooking today, you fixing the food.
Okay, I'm fixing it, all right. I said I wasn't gonna make a thing because you were here, but all right, I'll do a little something.
Take your fresh pico, put it in with the cheese, okay? And leave a little bit for us to sprinkle on top.
Okay. Oh, so I'm mixing it all in.
You're going to work today.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Mix that up, friend. You got it. Come on. Don't spill. You act like you don't know how to act.
I get way too excited when it comes to cheese.
That's perfect. That's good enough. Okay, so now put your chorizo in there.
Chorizo.
This is really good for breakfast tacos, but we're not doing breakfast tacos.
Not today. Uh-huh. And so total, how long would you say it takes to make this?
So we're going to melt the cheese maybe by 5 to 7 minutes on low, simmer, very slow. Your cheese block with your milk, a little cream if you like it rich, and then our fresh pico. You can buy it fresh at the grocery store, or you can make some at home. The chorizo, it's really easy because it's already broken down. The enzymes are gone, okay?
Yeah.
So you pop that in the skillet, and it only takes about 2 or 3 minutes to cook all the way through.
Nice.
Drain the fat if you like. Leave it in if you like. Okay, so now, when you warm this up and right before your guests come, that oil from the chorizo is the best part.
And so it's going to come up to the top.
It's going to give us the aesthetic that we need.
I like that.
Okay.
Do you get bonus points if you have a little warmer to keep it in?
Yes, the little baby crock pots. Yes, top tier.
Okay, I love it.
And then you have your pico right on top.
Gorgeous. Done. Looks great.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a good job. Okay, now you got to cook for real this time.
All right, for real.
I might have to help you.
All right, yes,
and
please,
you like
ma'am.
The kids. Let me clear this. clear the workspace.
It's about to get messy.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you know what time it is when I bring the whip.
When you bring the whip. She's putting me to work.
Yes.
Okay.
So today, I want to show you something that I absolutely love. Okay, you like chicken wings.
Absolutely.
But I did not bring you hot lemon pepper wings today.
Okay.
We're mixing it up. We're stepping away from the lemon pepper wings, girl.
I love this menu.
It's the same menu, but it's got a different vibe.
Yeah, I love a different vibe. So what do we need for this?
So today, we're going to make an Asian-inspired chicken wing.
Mm.
I know you like ranch, so I still brought you your ranch dressing and celery sticks.
Nice.
So we're going to start with oyster sauce. Now, lately, fish sauce has been trending. That's new for the girls. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a chef, so fish sauce is just a staple at my home.
Yes.
But I want to show you what oyster sauce tastes like. Taste it.
Okay.
Don't be scared.
Mm.
You like that?
It's like a...
So it gives you the same feel. Yes, it's similar to hoisin. Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a similar feel to the fish sauce. Because
okay.
It's kind of in the same family. So you got oyster sauce. A little bit of sweet, a little soy sauce. This is low sodium, okay? This is high blood pressure friendly.
Okay, this is the one thing that we're doing to be better this year, okay?
Well, we're fresh off of January.
She said we did good all January.
That is dark agave.
Okay, agave.
So we're going Asian flavors and then sweeten it up a little bit.
Nice. If we don't have agave, can we use honey or would that be
of course.
Too sweet? Okay.
Ginger and garlic.
All right.
Minced, already done for you.
Nice.
Are you seeing how fast this is?
I really am. Okay. I'm loving it. I mean, we haven't taken into account all the time that we spend opening these containers.
I did all that for you.
I appreciate
you. I told you you're fixing the food.
That.
This is gochujang. It's a chili paste, Asian chili paste.
Nice.
Good stuff. You're going to love it.
I love
it. All right,
stuff.
Stop there.
Okay.
Unless you want it spicy.
I love it spicy.
Okay, mix that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're working double time. Look
okay.
at you.
Now, we already have the wings in the fryer or the oven.
I air fried these.
I marinated
them in teriyaki sauce and just regular everyday seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now taste the sauce. I want you to get into this sauce.
Do a little. Okay, because you know I'll just
don't
dip in there. Don't drink it.
Taste it.
Don't drink it. Mmm. Mmm. Give
think?
Me a tea. Tea. You got your tea. You got your tea. Give me an A. You got your... Okay, it was going to be for tasty.
Okay,
but
I think we're
going to run out of time.
I was ready.
You're ready for it? Okay. All right.
What do you think about your sauce?
It's so good. It's perfect.
Okay, good. Now, we at home with it, so we're going to toss these
those.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Mix those up a little bit.
Nice.
And then we'll replate them. Did you see how I played those?
Yeah.
You are really good at this. You can do this.
That was
you have
easy. Easy.
For your whole life.
You know, that's why we invite you back, because you make it easy for me.
I try. Lay those on there. There you go.
That is so good. So good.
The hardest part is getting your chicken done. I put it in the air fryer, 10 minutes on one side, flipped it over 10 minutes, literally took 20 minutes, and then another 3 to make the sauce.
Nice. Okay.
Not bad.
Well, I'm energized, ready to play some games. We got to take a quick break.
Yes,
Chef Cassie. Okay, let's
time out.
Okay, we'll be back. What?
Give me a tea.
Dylan Smith. Be right here. For the Detroit Tigers, Dylan Smith joins the party now. Okay, so we're about to play a game. We love to play games here on Chatting with Chelsea. But we like them to be simple and we like them to be low cost. So we've got this game. I'm just calling it pitch it through the goalposts because you're a pitcher and you would probably show me up at this. You already warmed up. All we did was make some goalposts using some pulled noodles. Really easy, hot glue gun, and you can add whatever kind of decor you like, and you just need a ball and a basket. Right. Okay. Now, I know you're baseball, but you did play football before, too.
I did in high school.
Okay. And then in high school, you actually got drafted?
Yep. I was drafted in the 18th round by the San Diego Padres, and then I turned it down to go to the University of Alabama.
Nice, nice. And now you're doing big things. Okay. You made your debut in 2025, June.
Right.
Yes. Okay. How's that? How's that transition?
It's been great. I mean, honestly, it's just a blessing.
Okay.
You know, still feel like I'm living in a dream. Ever since I was a kid, I always dreamed to play at the major league level. And now that I made it, you know, it still feels like not real.
I love it. I love a dream come true. Now, I'm about to be a nightmare right now. My goal is to distract you while you try to get it in the basket. I feel like this is child's play for you because you pitch all the time. But I'm going to ask you questions while you pitch. Okay. All right. Let's start. It's no clock. We're just going to go.
Okay.
All right. So, Dylan, what's been the toughest thing for you as a pitcher?
So, the toughest thing for me has been... I'll say commanding everything, commanding all of your pitches. Wow.
I didn't block it. I was just distracted. That's all. That's
commanding
all, still
all of the
rules.
Pitches, I will say.
Okay. All right.
Just because each batter is different, so you have to have that game plan going into it.
What's the workout like?
Ooh, workout, ooh. It varies.
Nothing that I'm doing is working. You need to step back, okay? This is too easy.
So for the workout, it varies. You have your days. You have a light day, a heavy day, a moderate day. So on light days, I usually do like more stretching-based workouts.
Okay.
More like yoga, kind of like a little Pilates.
All right. How'd you get into yoga and Pilates? I wouldn't even expect it to hear that.
Yeah, actually, like some of my teammates recommended it in my team. They all kind of pretty much said, hey, it's going to benefit you whether you see it now. You got to try it. So I tried it and I actually enjoyed it.
What? Oh, Chef Cassie. Was that our foul?
That was a foul.
That was a foul. On whose side?
No, look.
On who?
I got your back, girl. Hush.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, do I get to toss now? Let me try. Okay. Yeah, you're nice and warm. So yoga and Pilates, how does that help you being a pitcher for Detroit?
Yeah, I feel like it helped with the flexibility standpoint, helped strengthen my muscles. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's a really big, being a pitcher.
Yeah.
Just because you have to take the stress off of your arm and your body from the weights. And so the yoga and Pilates has helped.
Okay, all right. You talk about taking time off, which I think is really important. A lot of people think as a pro player, like you're just going hard all the time, but it's like you have your light days. Does that help with longevity in the game? What does that do for you?
Yeah, I feel like it's a really great reset, you know. It's more of a reset for you, and I feel like, longevity-wise, it gives your body a rest.
Okay. What do you say to all... Oh, all right. You know what? I was distracted just a little bit. Kathy, you look too cute in the uniform.
Okay, the cheerleader is giving.
Okay, it is giving. All right, Dylan, you're up. What would you say to all, like, the moms out there raising their sons to be in all these sports? Because it is a grind. It's like, you know, you go to the games, you got to get the equipment.
Right.
I mean, and it may or may not pay out. Whoa! That must have been a good question.
Got him.
Yeah, so I'll say for all the moms, let your kids pretty much do whatever sport they want.
Okay.
I feel like all the other sports actually benefit baseball if you want to stay in baseball. Mm. I feel like when you're going through football, you learn different things from the football aspect of training. So if you're playing basketball, you learn different training aspects from basketball, whether that is baseball teaches you more hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
And different skill sets, whereas football, you do a lot of footwork opportunities and footwork stuff. Basketball, you're dribbling up the court, you gotta have the hand-eye coordination while dribbling. And yeah.
I didn't see any kind of foul on that play at all.
She helped me out.
Just a little bit. Get over there. So really, if the parents feel, because sometimes they can get overwhelmed, mm-hmm. right, doing all the sports. If they had to like narrow it down, top two, what would you say? They provide the most benefit.
It's just an opinion. I just want to know.
So it really just depends on the kid. I mean, not every parent want their kid playing football just because of the injuries. But I feel like for me, football was my biggest one I liked. Baseball too, obviously, because I'm still playing.
Yeah.
So those are my two options. Oh. And if you didn't want to do baseball, say football and track.
Yeah.
Which helps benefit, you know, from track you learn how to run faster, sprint agility wise you learn that to go to the football field and transition. So mm-hmm. I feel like those are like the biggest sports in my opinion.
What about when you feel overwhelmed? Does that ever happen? Yeah, okay, so, thank you. I appreciate it.
So yeah, when I feel overwhelmed,
mm-hmm. how do you handle that? Especially really, high pressure situations, like when you first took the mound for Detroit.
Yeah, so I really had to breathe. So breathing was like the biggest aspect. You know, you have to kind of just take it all in. You got to soak everything in, because at the end of the day, it's still a game that you're playing. It's a game that you love and that I grew up on. So I really just breathe in and embrace the moment.
Thank you. All right. I'll give you a little bit more. I don't know what the score is right now. But
you won.
I did win, didn't I? Because it's my show. But I do want to point out, like, you're not just a player. You do charity work in the community, and you part of a fraternity as well. Okay, tell us a little bit about the other side of Dylan.
So, yeah, so I'm in a fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Root to the good bros. I also have an apparel company, Real Deal Apparel. So with my apparel company, I launched it, in 2022? And pretty much with that apparel company, all of the sales that I had made with that company, I pretty much gave that back around holiday time, just because you never know what families are going through. So I took the gifts that, you know, the money that I received, and I got a whole bunch of different gifts, whether that was, you know, gift cards or different things that I can help. So I gave the Boys and Girls Club in 2022. I went and gave probably like 15 families $100 gift cards just for the kids to kind of enjoy.
I love that. I love to see it. And, you know, we won, right? I won.
You already won.
Right? Yeah, I love to be a winner. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with some more easy games for your big game party. Back with our bestie bowl. We got our new bestie Dylan Smith here, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Now, the first game that we played was more of an introductory, let's get to know each other game. Right. But now it's about to get brutal. Okay, so we call this the Red Zone Relay. The object of this game is to get all of your cups into the basket, but you got to put them in there one at a time. You can strategize however you like. And then once we do that, we are gonna tag our partners over there. Chef Cassie is represented for the Red Hot. Adam, do y'all have a team name? Y'all just green. Yeah, okay, so you got your Uncle Mike that you brought here today with you. So he is going to try to bring in the win for your team. This whole game costs like $20. You can use baskets, things that you have at the house. You just need the cups and the pom-poms or the balls, okay? So are we ready to play this thing?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and get in your position, and we'll see how ready you are, sir. Okay? Whenever y'all are ready in the booth, y'all can blow the whistle. I'm strategizing. Okay. I mean, you do get a workout as well with this. Wait a minute. Now his legs are longer than mine. I don't know if that's fair. Okay. All right. Tag. All right. Go, Cassie. Get it. Get the aim. You got to get all the balls in there.
Bucket.
Come on. Get the balls in the bucket.
What do you mean?
Come on. You got it. You're red hot. You're doing it. Here we go. Get them all in there. Get them. Okay, hold on. Sabotage.
Okay.
You got it, Cassie. You got it. Woo. All right. Why am I running around so much? Okay. You got it. Get it. There we go. Get the aim. This is like exhausting just a little bit. No timer. You got to get them all. Whoever's done. And nope, almost there. I feel like the Red Hots are winning. I might be a little biased. Okay.
There we won.
At some point, I think I got to scoop them out. Okay. Refill.
Come on.
There we go. Ooh. Almost done. And the Red Hot take the win. Woo! Yes! Here we go. Champs, right here. Y'all guys, come over here. That was fun. That was great. Am I the only one who worked up sweat? Like, was I doing the most?
I was starting to. I should have took this jacket.
So now we know. How do y'all like to do your game parties? Do you like to do simple things like this?
Yeah.
And do you actually watch the game is my question.
I like the commercials, friend.
Okay, all right. You like the commercials.
I like the commercials.
I like the halftime show. I'm guessing y'all watch the game.
Yeah, we watch the game. And
do both.
Halftime is my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we asked that question on our YouTube channel, Chatting with Chelsea. So we're going to find out what all the besties out there do for the big game when we come right back. Take a look at our bestie bowl poll. This is on the Chatting with Chelsea YouTube. Why are you really watching the game? The big game, that's the question. All right, 7% said the players with those eyes. You know what those eyes mean.
You know what the eyes mean.
So let's be honest. Then 22% said the actual game, like you guys. They want to see the plays, the stats, and they want to yell at the TV. Then 33% said the commercials. I judge every single one. They're with you, Cassie.
Yeah.
And 37%, the majority, said they watch for the halftime show. I'm here for the performance. I want to see it. And I will say Harmony said she's all in for Bad Bunny. So, ready. And then Cassie replied as well.
I've been practicing her song. I'm going to be in there singing the Bad Bunny song.
Okay, we are so ready for it. Also, thanks to Donna Marshall, who says it's the commercials for me. Now, if my team is playing the Texans, then that's a different story. Oh, but unfortunately, they're not. Yeah. That's Dylan's team as well. We'll try again next year.
Yeah,
man, Dylan, you losing all around. You lost the game to us too. Hey, how you feel about Uncle Mike not bringing in a win?
Hey, I tried.
Y'all did great. It was a great time. We really appreciate having you on Chat with Chelsea and Chef Cassie for coming back and making those delicious appetizers for us. You guys, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube, Chatting with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. And we'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea. Come back to me.